dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in to
dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio. Or you can even visit dustby.com.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Shetty J. And we in the building. What is good? Glad to have you all. Yet another beautiful episode of Life at the Dust Live. Man, tonight's another great show. We had a dope interview on Monday. You missed the Monday show. I definitely recommend that you enjoy the capabilities we have, allowing you to be able to play the episodes back. So, yes, if you missed Monday's show, go check it back out. It's in iTunes. It's in the Stitcher app. It's in the TuneIn app. It's on blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. It's even on dustspot.com/dustspotradio. And look for the episode that says Artist of Tuckadoo. You go there, you will be able to get more information. You know, be able to see how to listen to the show. And then that will allow you to listen back to the interview, man. Very dope interview. Very dope post interview. So we had some, where, you know, you guys know every Monday I do something called Crickets of the Week, and we actually had his commentary on our Crickets of the Week discussions. So definitely, man, very dope. Today, man, shoot, I got some stuff got my chest, man. Today's show is entitled 911 Is Not a Customer Service Line. We'll be getting into that momentarily and let you know what, as far as where that's going. So, buck your seatbelts for that. Well, yeah, so, man, those of y'all who've been following the show for at least since the beginning of the year know that I've been going to, you know, going to work out and whatnot with a trainer for at least 3 days a week. Because when first I started my trainer, it went like this. I was working out with him on Saturday mornings, and then they started having kind of team training, in which I was coming on Tuesdays and Thursdays working out with the trainer, and then they had me start coming. They try to encourage me to come to more team training sessions. And so I eventually built up to start going on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And then last week, I actually went all 3 days. This week, I was going to try to do that, but I was so tired today, man. I was just so tired. And I just wanted to kind of just come home and just relax for a little bit because, you know, my evening was going to be busy. And I just wanted to be able to sit down for a moment and not overexert myself. So, yeah, definitely. That's what's up with that. But, yeah, man, shoot. I've been noticing that, like, as some of y'all might know, like, there's something like when you're losing weight and whatnot and toning up, one of the hardest things is you feel like you're working out so much, but your body is staying stagnant. Which is also known as plateau. That's when you hit this wall that basically, you know, your body is kind of like a quick standstill. Well, you know, it's always a beautiful thing once your body gets back on track. It beats that, makes it through that wall. It continues on the trajectory. Now, I feel like I was in a plateau for like a month or so. Like, I was losing weight and then, you know, I would gain a few pounds and then lose it back and really not lose a lot. Over the past week and a half, I've been definitely losing, and my body's been toning up. Like, one thing, my core is I can really feel my core starting to really take hold, and that's just dope as fuck. So, you know, it's crazy because Nay saw me, which she's in the building now too. What's up, Nay?
What's up?
But yeah, Nay saw me at a decent, you know, as you know, part of my weight loss journey, but in person. So some of the, you know, some of the hard work of doing that. But even since I saw Nay in Atlanta, I've lost weight and toned up even more since then. And that's only like a few weeks ago. So, yeah, it's crazy. But it's because I got to be able to handle when they dance. I got to be able to keep up now. I can keep up. I was keeping up at the size I was. I ain't trying to hear it. But speaking of which, Nay, I'm glad to have you back. And I know you was working hard last week, being studious.
Still doing it.
Mm-hmm. So how have things been with you? Last time we checked in 2 weeks ago, actually, was because we were doing the show. We had just came back from Atlanta.
Because right,
we didn't do our usual Wednesday. Yeah, we did the Monday instead.
Start some things. I just hired somebody to start the process of my business. I can't speak on what the business will be, but I just paid to start the process of my business. When did I pay for that? I think a couple of days ago, not last week, I paid the initial fee of $350, and today, well, I paid $75 for a consultation fee, then paid $350 on top of that, then paid another $150 today. So, yeah, I'm getting some work, starting this business. Not going to speak in detail about it because I like to move in silence, of course, but just stay tuned on that.
Yeah, they be investing a lot, y'all. Like, y'all understand. And that's why, like, you know, to the degree, like, people don't understand it, let me kind of pull the curtain back. Why I didn't mind, you know, like, wherever she was coming to, as far as, like, when she was coming to me, why I didn't mind paying for, like, Ubers and stuff, because I knew she was going to, A, go hard, B, like, she looked out for me coming to there. Like, I could, like, that same room I would have paid probably about at least, especially if it was a busy weekend too, at least three times the amount I paid a night. So, yeah, it's like, my thing is this, she's always having to come out. She's always showing out so much to other people. I figured, man, let me be the person for once to look out for her. So yeah, man, like yeah, I them price you just named here. I watched Nate break some money off to the makeup artist. So I know she don't be, when she be telling y'all that, I seen it first at hand. That when she be telling y'all all the shit she invests in, she actually be doing it. So she not just on here just trying to impress y'all. So yeah, I just have to let them know.
It ain't easy.
Hell no.
But the thing is, I don't have to worry about doing nothing. My business, I hired a business manager. So he do all the research. He send me the sampling for my business. I don't got to go all the way out there to sample what my business is. my logo was done, which I paid $150 for that. So I didn't spend $700 just on starting the business already. And after he's done with the product development, I have to pay another $350. So, yeah. That's not on top of doing a commercial, doing photo shoots, and hiring a makeup artist and all that after I'm done developing.
Or even more so going to the fact of having to pay for stuff going forward after that point, because you're always paying for stuff in your business. Hell, I just brought a portable. Man, I wish I would have had this. If I would have, like, I did pretty good with my off camera flash, but if I would have had this light I have now, Lord, I would have blinded. I would blind in that room in there, Nate. I got this brand new strobe that I bought from through Amazon. It's newer and it's pretty dope. It's a strobe that is that runs off a battery, so it's a portable strobe. So it allows you to be able to have that stronger power source to be able to carry around that wheel. So yeah, it's just really dope, man. Oh, those lights can get up way higher, but you know, I was fortunate this was only like $179. So yep, and then
people don't understand
Amazon, huh?
Yes. They don't understand.
No, they don't.
They think it's easy.
Right. They see the final product and they assume, oh man, they want to be at the level of the final product, but don't have the energy to come with it.
Right.
So, I'm telling y'all right now.
I was going to do a photo shoot tomorrow. But luckily, I didn't pay for that photo shoot yet because I had to pay for something for my business today. So, I'm like, photo shoot can wait. My business is about to come first. Because, I mean, that's all help. It coincides with modeling. So, I mean, I'm going to have to pay it for a photo shoot for
my business, so I mean, I can just wait on doing the for right now. Right, you just gotta make this. It's investments, always constant investments you gotta make.
Yes, and you gotta compromise on which one is important. Like, do I want my business to be up and running, or do I want to do this photo shoot?
Right, it is not a matter of you're not gonna do it. It's always a matter of you gotta get this part, like whoever is as necessary first, get that done, and then be able to, you know, do whatever you want to do once you get that taken care of. Evaluate from that point. Cause I'm like that too.
Right.
I'm like, yo, okay, ooh, like for instance, this light. I've had this light on my wish list of things. I was like, I'll make sure when I get the chance to, I'm gonna buy it. And I could have been bought it. It was I never had the money to buy it. It just was the smart move to buy it right at the point in time, because you know, shoot, I literally went on the cruise, and then I turned right around and pretty much is getting ready to go to Atlanta. So, you know, I didn't really have. So I couldn't really buy it at the time I was going to get it, but now you know I feel like okay, it's like man, I had the opportunity to. Especially because now I had this new gig on Saturday nights, it helps. It helps offset that to allow me to get the stuff I need to get as I need it. So, yeah.
That is very true. People don't understand, like, as far as when you're starting a business, you want to make sure that you do it right the first time so you don't have to go and fix the mistakes that you made. Like,
exactly.
That's why I hired don't know everything about starting a business. So that's why I hired. I'd rather hire somebody to do the hard work for me, even though it's still my business. They just, you know, as far as starting a business, you need an EIN number. You got to pay for that. You need an EIN. That's your business social security number. You need to file it with the federal and the state for a trademark. So if you say you trademark your brand, your business, just and if I just did it in the state of Indiana, that only protects my trademark for the state of Indiana. It don't protect my name for worldwide. But if you do it federal, it protects it as well. So it's a learning process, and you just want to make sure you do everything right the first time. It'd be a headache spending all this money, trust me, when you got bills and you got stuff to do. But if you're willing to put in that work, then you'll have a good outcome, a great outcome. So I can't wait for y'all to see my new business venture. This is my first legit business.
So, yeah, I can't wait to see what it is either.
A lot of people not going to expect this because so many people doing, like, makeup, like, mink lashes, a lot of people doing hair companies, a lot of people doing clothing companies, like, lingerie and stuff like that. So mine is pretty different. I think I'm, like, well, I am the first model to do this. This type of business venture, and that's what my business manager said too. It's something that's unique that I thought about on my own. Like, it's just not me copying at all. I want to do a makeup line because makeup lines are popping right now. But when I do mine, it'll be a surprise to the world. So
that's what's up.
And another thing about hiring a business manager, your business manager can help your product by being in stores and stuff like that. Your business manager can shop your product around to help it get into stores and big names and stuff like that. So it's important to have somebody on your team because, see, you don't know everything, and that's the problem with black people. Black people think they know everything.
You know what it is? You close, but It's not that they know everything. They think they don't trust anybody. So because they don't trust anybody, they think that what you think you know. They always doing that crap. So they might not know it, but they don't trust anybody. So they always acting a freaking fool. Yeah. Like, I always say this all the time. Like that's why I always say this all the time about everything I do. I always give credit to who I learn something from. Because, you know, if people are going to say, I did this on my own, no, I don't care what nobody says. Nobody in the world did anything on their own. They learned something from somebody. It doesn't diminish saying that you didn't put the hard work in yourself. It just means you did learn something from somebody. And so,
right.
Yeah, I mean, heck, I learn all the time. Hell, I learned something on this show.
A person putting in the hard work just by having the funds to fund their business and letting somebody else do the hard part for them, still putting in hard work. So at the end of the day, I'm still working 9-to-5, and I'm working this 9-to-5 to fund my business and fund my modeling.
But it's not even just that. It's like when you have a business and you're able to employ others, then you don't just have a business that's ran by yourself. You have one that's beneficial on an extra scale. Because some people is like, that's why some people only want to do all the stuff themselves, because they don't they feel like, oh yeah, that means I gotta spread the love with more people. Nah, that's the case. Like, for instance, I can't shoot the entire fucking human. I can, yeah. Do I have the ability to? Yes, I can shoot the entire Human Canvas magazine if I wanted to. But to me, to have fresh ideas, to have a collaborative effort of support of promoting people worldwide, I can't be in multiple places at once. So guess what? That means I have to lend. I had to lend my opportunities to people from other places too, and it allows, and it helps everyone win. Because now those people are getting exposure, and those people are, you know, and then now those photographers in other areas, now they're able to help me do what I can't do if I can't be in that certain area. They're helping bring opportunities to people who may have not been there, who may have not had the had a quality publication to be publishing. So that's just how we do it. But anyways, we'll go ahead and go into a quick music break. What we got on today's main U.S. stuff. The topic is, we're going to mix that into the six, because the topic is 911 is not a customer service line. So we're going to go in on that. I got a little petty thing I'm going to do with the six today. And then Nate has what we call Seduction 101. So y'all stay tuned for that as well. All right, y'all, we'll go ahead and go into our music break, and then we'll be back. Let's see. Let's take it back to Tim Ned, and we'll go to Kingside Flexing.
Yeah. Tim, what it do? You know how we gonna rap.
Yeah.
Stacks on deck, money.
Bow, 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 bow.
Try, but I can't stop flex. Try, but I can't stop flex. Flex. Try, but I can't stop flex. Flex. Try, but I can't stop. Try, but I can't stop flex. Flex. Try, but I can't stop flex. Flex. Try, but I can't stop flex. Try, but I can't stop flex.
Let's get it, let's get it, let's spend it like we want the lotto.
We want the lotto.
Only live for today, no guarantees, nobody's promise tomorrow. Sick than the move, I be. Old dead, driving the IV.
Yeah.
And I walk in the club, I'm flexing on cash. Got money on money, that's racking on racks like.
Woo!
It's Tim Ned to you, baby, you know.
Yeah.
Zip block, dope beat, and a fresh flow.
Woo!
Don't be hating the kid, I'm just trying to flex your girl like my B. She love, I'm from Texas, yeah, I'm from Texas.
Oh,
no hating, no flexing.
Woo!
Sit back and chill, this is my confession, let me finesse.
Now, this is a hell of a party.
Ha.
Now this is a hell of a party.
Woo.
We gon' get a little naughty.
Naughty.
We gon' get a little naughty.
Naughty.
Now take a shot with somebody. Can't stop me in this party. I'm so damn turned up.
Yes.
Go ahead, flex out somebody.
Try, but I can't stop flex. Try, but I can't stop flex. Flex. Try, but I can't stop flex. Flex. Try, but I can't stop. Try, but I can't stop flex. Flex. Try, but I can't stop flex. Flex. Try, but I can't stop. Try, but I can't stop flex.
I'm on my time, getting to them bands. In the other half, I'm in the booty club. Got a bad name, my line. Yeah, I was sipping out a double cup. I ain't in the drug, but I'm blowing pieces. No free shit, 10K for features. Fell off and I bounced back. If I ain't Michael Jordan, what you calling that?
Word.
Every day a go finesse on. They ain't never seen a fat dress on. Got a bad yellow with some breasts on them. Hit the mall, you will never blow a check on them. I be running through the band like a running back. I ain't on Sony, you need to get your money back. Making movies at the rap like Will Smith. King of the club, but a really can't spit. Talk up.
Try, but I can't stop flex. Try, but I can't stop flex. Flex. Try, but I can't stop flex. Flex. Try, but I can't stop. Try, but I can't stop flex. Flex. Try, but I can't stop flex. Flex. Try, but I can't stop. Flex. Try, but I can't stop flex. Flex.
I turn up, I'm so upside down, I might need to throw up. Got the drink in my hand, I spent the whole grand. How did I do that? I must have lost track, cause I'm so wrapped up in this party. We drinking, and I'm drinking. My words sounding like I'm E-40. Lame new, be quiet. Lame new, be quiet. Some of y'all need to retire.
Yeah.
I see y'all out there chasing her. I'm looking for spots to vacation though. Somewhere with my girl, Holly wearing no clothes. Somewhere with my girl,
Holly wearing no clothes.
Nah, this is a hell of a party.
Ha.
Nah, this is a hell of a party.
Woo.
We gon' get a little naughty.
Naughty.
We gon' get a little naughty.
Naughty.
Now take a shot with somebody. Can't stop me in this party. I'm so damn turned up.
Yes.
Go ahead, flex out somebody.
Try, but I can't stop flex. Try, but I can't stop flex. Flex. Try, but I can't stop flex. Flex. Try, but I can't stop. Try, but I can't stop flex. Flex. Try, but I can't stop flex. Flex. Try, but I can't stop. Flex. Try, but I can't stop flex. 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 Flex.
Try, but I can't stop.
Flex. Flex.
Tribe of Acoustic Afflex. Hi, we back, man. We are back. We gonna wait for Seduction on One. Gotta make y'all simmer just a little bit more. So we're gonna go ahead and go into our segment known as The Six. The Six is where we have a list of six things based on a particular topic for the show. So today's topic is 911 is not a customer service line. So let me tell you what inspired it. So before I get into the six and me and Nate get to being petty with this list. So I've been keeping running tabs over the what's been very interesting is it's like now the new thing to happen to black people is not necessarily police brutality. You know, we haven't really seen a lot of videos, and I say that's not still happening, but we haven't really seen a lot of videos or a lot of stuff going on from police brutality. But now we're seeing black people being victims of wrongful use of 911. I mean, seriously, the Starbucks situation. People on airplanes being harassed. We got people being harassed because of selling lemonade, a kid selling lemonade. We got people being harassed at a park, and because they had no music, they didn't have someone tried to say they didn't have a permit. And then now the newest one in craziness is somebody getting the cops called on them. Because someone said they were assaulting someone in the gym, in which it was because this person had the unmitigated gall to complain because they got because of a darn foul in a pickup basketball game at the damn gym. It is getting out of hand. I am so sick of how 911 is being used. Because we don't need those problems, man. I'm telling you, we like welcoming police. You know, calling police into bullshit. It causes a hostile situation, and they get there, and now you got to do all this question and answer shit. You shouldn't even have to do because a person made a big deal, and if you use a 911, it's their emergency line. So that means it's going to cause you to get there in a hurry. So I called it 911 is not customer service line because that's customer service sounding ass shit. You got a complaint, and so now you just call a 911 because you got a complaint. Like, we got to quit doing that. That's silly ass shit, man. If there ain't no true emergency, stop calling 911. So that leads me into the six. Well, so I know you're asking me, Nate, what the hell am I going to do with this damn topic in the six today? I'm glad you asked, man. Well, I decided, you know, when black people turn it around and we started calling police for some bullshit using 911. So I got to thinking, I said, you know what? Let's make a whole fucking list about what we would call 911 for. You know, because, you know, obviously it's a customer service line now, and we can just call and voice our complaints. We going to call for some bullshit, too. So I'm going to go first, Nate, and then you're going to go second, and then, you know, I'm going to go third. You're going to go fourth, and then I'm going to go fifth, and then, of course, you're going to go sixth. And I'll show you how this thing goes. So, again, y'all, that's how we do it. We just like a round robin with the six. So, number one. As far as to turn the tables, if black people start calling 911 for bullshit, I'm gonna start every time I see one of you parents out there letting your child run amok, acting a goddamn fool, where they got no business acting a fool at, I'm gonna start calling 911 and say, hey, excuse me, officer. We got a person having child negligence and letting the child just run rampant. I'm gonna start doing that. I'm gonna, every time y'all get to y'all children get to acting the fool and overstepping their bounds, and you just sitting there, little Timmy, don't do it, little Timmy. I'm gonna start calling the police on y'all for doing that shit. So there we go. That's number one. Number two, Nay.
I'm gonna call the police if these little. If these white people letting their kids cuss them out.
Why is it? Because that's another one. Because I said, cause if we can do it, that's the main thing we can be pissed off about. Oh, okay. All right, I'm gonna give you some inspiration. I'm gonna do number two, and then you can do three or four. This is give you some inspiration some more. Okay, number two. Number two. And I don't even eat McDonald's no more, but y'all catch the drift. I'm gonna start if I was to eat McDonald's, I'm gonna start calling police every time y'all white people act the goddamn drive-through line, acting like y'all gotta hold the damn hold the sweet and sour sauce hostage. Motherfucker, you actually count the sauce. You know black people use that sauce for every damn thing. I'm gonna need you to put more than one sweet and sour sauce in there. Yes, I'm aware how many nuggets I got, nigga. Put the fucking sauce in there. I like to double dip, so I need more sauce. There we go. I'm going to start calling police for that shit. That's number two. All right, Nay, number three.
Number three. I'm going to start calling the police because they don't know how to season their food.
Oh!
This food is uncooked, unseasoned, not seasoned right.
This potato salad ain't got no goddamn sweet relish, ain't got no mustard, nothing. Yeah, I feel you on that. We gotta start calling that. I'm about to start using that like today. Forget that. Okay. All right, Nate, number four.
Number four, I'm going to call him for fucking their sister. Y'all nasty. Fucking their cousins. Y'all nasty.
No!
Cousins and brothers and shit.
Oh my goodness, man! Cut the stop the madness.
Wonder why they got down syndrome and shit? Cause it's fucking your brother.
Oh man.
Oh yeah, I got a brother. I got a baby by my daddy. I got a baby by my brother. Y'all weird as hell.
Okay, I'm gonna hit y'all. Number five, hey, number five, and then now you're going to do number six. Number five of petty things, I'm going to start calling 911 on y'all for because y'all want to be out here acting a damn fool. I'm going to start calling 911. Every damn time I hear y'all say nigga, I see y'all trying too hard to be black. I'm going to get straight to forget this a nigga part. Try too hard to be black. Especially when you do this shit right here. When you try to get cool and you try to name a rap song and it be wacky. I'm like, bruh, really? That's what you want to do? Yeah, man. Shoot, you heard that new, what's it called? Man, yeah, I've been listening to, like, no. You trying too hard to be black? I'm calling police if you trying too hard to be black. Dial that shit the fuck down. No, I'm not your nigga. Bruh, I'm not your bruh. None of that. Don't do it. All right. Nate, number six.
Number six. I'm calling the police on these white girls if they got a bloody baby dick.
Oh man, how did I know you was? I had this feeling you was gonna take it there for number six. It's like you could take it. Let the black women have some black men. Let the black men have some black women. That you trying to tell them?
Period,
man.
My baby daddy's
black. Matter of fact, that's a proven point. I'm gonna get the darkest chick ever. The approval point, so y'all know it was real. Oh man. All right, good. I like it. That was the six, y'all. That is one of our staple segments. That was a really good one. So yes, thank you. That was it. Okay, it's time for that lovely segment. You never know which direction she's going to take it. It can be nice. It can be sweet. It can be sensual. It can be savage. It can be serious. You never know what she's going to take it. So it's time for Seduction 101. What you got for Seduction 101, May?
Well, for this Seduction 101, I just want to talk about self-love and inner peace.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
When you say self-love, like, define self-love, because there's millions of things I can think of.
That means loving yourself, knowing your worth, and not settling for less.
Because I make sure I love myself every morning.
And a woman should never lower her standards just because of a male not thinking they not worth it. So never lower your standards just because. Always keep your standards, whatever your needs are, you know, whether your standards are high or low. Like, never lower your standards for somebody that's not worth it. Or don't lower your standards at all. And y'all niggas need to stop interrupting a woman's peace. Like, if you're not going to be serious about her, you're not going to take her serious, and y'all not on that level, don't interrupt her peace. Like, she was doing fine before you came in her life, and now you just want to interrupt her peace. So if you're going to be on some bullshit or some fuck shit, just let her be. Period. Because y'all niggas love trying to interrupt a female piece, especially when her skin glowing, her ass growing. She looking good.
They are looking real good.
For real, see, ladies, it's the difference between a man who just wants to fuck woman. It's the difference between a man who actually wants to boss your life up. And it's a difference between a man that wants to help you grow and help you get through past situations that you've been through. It's a difference. So you always want another difference. And then, to you motherfucking basketball players.
Uh-oh.
Just because you got money do not mean that a female will want you. Like, you can have... Okay, for instance, it can be a basketball player, and it can be another man who works a regular 9-to-5. The basketball player can be very arrogant and self-centered and talk about how much money he got all the time. But here goes the man that works a 9-to-5, who's humble, who makes you laugh, and y'all got a connection. But you and the basketball player got money. The other person just works a regular 9-to-5. He ain't got as much money as the basketball player. A real woman go for the person that working 9-to-5 and not the basketball player. Period. Just because you got money don't determine me dating you. That's not going to make me want you just because you got money if we don't have a connection. Period. And I'm speaking on myself for real. About the basketball player, because it was just a basketball player trying to talk to me. So now he want me to move with him and all that, and we don't have no connection. Like, it's not no connection there at all. Like, not at all.
Yeah, and I remember you were you were talking about that. You I saw your post with it. It was like, oh my.
We anyhow, went on a date, and it was, like, the worst date ever. The worst date ever, because it wasn't no connection. Like, we wasn't vibing. Like, all this nigga, it's just the things that he was saying in his mindset, which turned me off about him. Like, there's no connection there, and how you think, your thinking process. And you older than me. Like, you in your 30s. And you got a mindset like that. That's just a turn off.
Nigga, you told all he kept talking. You said all he kept talking about was his damn money most of the time.
Yes, I'm worth $40 million. I got $40 million. Okay, I don't give a fuck. And you took out this nigga. He took $20,000 out the bank to take me shopping, and I didn't go shopping. No, I just told him to take me home. No, because I'm not going to take anything from you if I'm not feeling you on that level. Like, there's no connection there. So why would I let you spend $20,000 on me and it's just not no connection there? Like, I'm good.
Wow, see, everyone not built like you.
Like, I walked away, like, he didn't talk about buying me a car. He didn't took down $20,000 just to spend on me, and he wanted me to move to one of his houses in Miami with him. No, I'm good. I'll turn it down. I'm good. I can feel it was like a connection, like, we actually vibing and stuff like that, but nah, ain't no vibe. Ain't no connection.
That's what's up, man. That's crazy. Like, and that's the thing. Like, sometimes them dudes that come on your page, they think, oh yeah, I know how to get her attention.
He don't even got no Instagram with them though. He met me downtown Indianapolis. I was leaving like 2 months ago. He met me leaving this club downtown. And I was waiting on my lift because I'm tipsy, but I'm still in my right state of mind. And I'm waiting on my lift. I already ordered my lift. My lift was on the way. He pulled up, and he got in his car asking him to take me home. Now, I told him, like, well, I already called my lift. My lift sign was already on the way. So he begging me to take, you know, begging to take me home. So I eventually let him know, okay, fuck that. I just canceled my lift to take me home. That was 2 months ago. That was in May. No. Yeah, that was in May. And he's been at me ever since, but it's like, it's not no. I tried letting him take me on a date the other day, but that shit went left. Like, no connection. All he did was talk about how much money he got and all this bullshit. So, and then he called me arrogant, which was funny as fuck when he's really the arrogant.
Yeah, he thought about it. Because he was taken aback, he couldn't believe that bird shit wasn't going to work on you. That you weren't cut like that.
So he
going for defense mechanism. Like, damn, the money ain't going to make control. Sometimes when some people talk about their money too much, that's because they feel like, okay, maybe I can control this chick. If I lure him by the money, I know that's the way I can control it.
Exactly. And then I'm pointing to him like, I don't need you to take care of me because, like, I'm in school. I graduate next year. He going to say, well, you tell me, this will really turn me off about him, is the fact that he said, just because you got to graduate college don't mean you're going to be successful. So that turned me off. Like, for simple fact, it's about how you apply yourself. And I don't want no man telling me just because I graduate don't mean I'm going to be successful.
What kind of man is that?
I don't need that kind of man. And he's a basketball player, like a millionaire. And for him, that's like the turn off. Like, no, I'm good. I'm definitely good, my nigga.
You see, I'm about to put some game where he could have probably got your attention. And he was like, if he like, hey, how can I support your business or something like that? And he trying to invest. That's different because you ever felt he doesn't realize the whole point of it was you weren't just trying to work you didn't want this. You don't want to get handed a bunch of money for no fucking reason. You want to work for that shit.
Period. He told me, well, I'm trying to put you in a position where you ain't got to work, stay at home, and take care of the house, and you can put your family in a position to where they won't need money. It's like, okay, but it does, the way he said it just still threw me the fuck out. I'm like, nope, this isn't gonna work. No, try again. So I ain't talked to him since that day. Like, I'm not about to, I know what I'm worth, I know what kind of woman I am. And just because you got money, I mean, I'm gonna be happy in that relationship. So why would I be in a relationship with him just because he got money? It's like, he's really trying to be in a relationship, but I don't want that. It's more than life than that type of thing.
I think it's intriguing him more because you didn't react. He like, damn, that shit didn't work for her. Then now you got his attention even more now. But it's too late because he fucked it up.
He definitely fucked it up while I was shooting that man's video. And then him saying, like, we got to speak to me. Homosexuality. And he said, if his son was gay, he's not gonna love his son. So he's gonna cut his son off. That's a turn off right there too, because I don't even think if my son is gay or not, I'm still love my son. He said, I'm not gonna cut my son off because he's gay. And he's gonna say, that's because you're gay. No, I'm not gay. I'm like, that's true. I like both, me and him. So you guys just talking about that. I'm like, oh, hell, my bitch is just going to be like, oh, fuck. There's two different types of men in this world.
Well, that's ultra bullshit.
Thanks. That's an insight on my life this week. As far as the basketball player. I don't give a fuck if you was Trey Songz. Everybody know I love you. I don't give a fuck if you was Trey Songz. If you had that mindset that basketball player had, oh, I'm not fucking with you. I don't give a fuck if you Trey Songz. I was out seeing her. I don't give a fuck.
But you said he gonna sing, get hit the spot. But you said, but when is he act like that and he know how to sing, get hit the spot though?
Nope. Nope. I didn't even have sex with that basketball player, and I met him 2 months ago. My thing, no, it's just the vibe ain't there.
Trey Songz, right? Just celebrating. Grab this.
Nah,
I'm good, love.
Enjoy.
Period. Oh, man.
Period.
Why, Nate? Why are you so silly?
I'm just saying.
I'm good, love. Enjoy.
For real.
We were making love. All right. Well, we got about 10 minutes left for the show. We're gonna go ahead and get into our our last segment of the night we do, which is what's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Yeah, and that's what we talk about. What we got coming up? So, now you got anything coming up this week we need to know about?
Just working on my business. That's about it. Got a business meeting via the phone because my business manager, he lives in Atlanta. So we have a business meeting on Friday so we can get my EIN number for my business and get my business trademarked and filed with the federal and the state. And, yeah, I mean, just working on my business, working on my modeling. I'm working more on my business than my modeling right now because I kind of have my business, like, it takes a lot to start a business, so I'm trying to have my business up and running in the next 6-7 months. So I got a lot of work to do in those 7 months, 7-8 months. I get my braces off in 10 months, so pretty cool. I got my braces tightening on my day. I'm gonna be happening with the models, so y'all stay tuned for that. I did a photo shoot with Steady J, of course, so for the school girl 4 years later, so stay tuned for that. Those pictures really came out nice. I mean, damn near all of them came out nice. So stay tuned for that.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. And Nate, maybe soon I can persuade Nate to come down here now. Like, come on, Nate, come on, Nate, come on, Nate. Like, what I gotta do? Get my knees and sing and bang like Keith Sweat.
You
silly. So yes, yes. I'm gonna be resilient and keep. I'm gonna ask Nate often. I ain't gave up yet. Cause hey, who to say I was gonna be in Atlanta? I mean, there we go. So see, things do happen. And my cousin talking about going back down there again soon. I'm like, oh, okay.
Didn't
think I was going back that soon.
I was
going
out there next month, actually,
because
my mom is moving out there next week.
Oh, my goodness, you're going to do next month? Nate, don't make me have to find. I'm going to be there at the same time. We're going to have a Facebook, IG slumber party next time.
Okay. Well, I really am going back
to
the next one, like, towards the end of the one.
All right. Well, yeah, that's what we're doing. And we're up there at the same time again. We had the Facebook, IG slumber party. We're going to tell ghost stories and everything.
Ghost stories.
Yeah, we're going to have flash. We're going to each have flashlights, cut the light off, and look at, well, yeah, I got to make sure the camera can see you. Luckily, there'll be flashlights, but then we're going to be telling ghost stories.
This is not elementary school, but middle school.
What the hell are you going to do that, man? I was having an innocent summer party. What the hell are you about to do then? That was the point. It was supposed to take it back to the goofy ass time. And take it back to ghost stories, marshmallows, pillow fights.
Oh, funny.
Hey, man. So you do it different, man. We do this shit different in 2018. Oh man. So yes. Nate said, stay tuned. August 6th will be when the magazine releases with Nate in it. Hell, I got that business meeting go to literally after I leave the show. That's how crazy it is. And then busy ass weekend. So I got a cupcake shoot. I'm shooting for a cupcake business, couple model shoots, and then also y'all make sure every Saturday night, man. Shoot, you know I've been doing for the past couple Saturdays. I'll be here this Saturday as well. come over to DFW Empire in Arlington, Texas, which is at the center of the metro between Dallas and Fort Worth, and be able to come on out, man. Shoot, we got some dope drink specials and got some dope photo specials before 11 at the photography station in the club. That's where I'll be at, you know, taking pictures, making that money, securing that bag. And shoot, man, you come there early, man. Shoot, we be giving out free shots and everything, so you need to be on it. Y'all need to come on this shit, because people would tell you last week we was handing out, and we weren't handing out no bullshit ass drinks. We was handing out that real shit. So y'all better make sure y'all come on out. Other than that, shoot, that's it for now, man. We got lots of stuff coming up, man. So just stay tuned. And yeah, man. Other than that, see y'all next week. And we're going to end the show happy every show. That's remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, over there's a
There is a way.
Y'all tune in to the episode of Life at the Dusk Live. Your boy, Sally J, and your girl,
Production.
And we're going to end the show off. How else? We always tell them a special public service announcement. And that's what name?
If you all help, please do it responsibly.
Mm-hmm. Hey, don't tell ghost stories while you're doing it. All right, we out, y'all. Peace.
Peace.